You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week is Te Taitai ni Kiribati Language Week. News and Editorial Director Jessica Hopkins spoke to undergraduate student at the University of Auckland, Vaitoa Malon, about connecting with your Kiribati heritage growing up in New Zealand. Here is her interview now.
Ona Māori, Arau Johnson Bakitoa Vaitoa Te Wamanan, Ngai Boni Banaba Rambi, O Kaina Tabitsuwea. Kanapari everyone, my name is Vaitoa Te Wamanan, born and bred in Wellington, currently studying in Auckland, in the University of Auckland, doing my Bachelor of Arts in Sociology and Pacific Studies. And thank you, Jess, and 95BFM for having me on.
This week is Te Taitai ni Kiribati Language Week. Can you tell us a bit about why this week is important and what it aims to highlight?
This week is important for Kiribati people in New Zealand, just as a way to reconnect back to the culture and to remind ourselves, as one of the smaller Pacific populations in New Zealand, to be resilient and to be proud of where you come from. And it's about just persisting and maintaining and sustaining our language, our culture, and our ways of being and how we express ourselves as Kiribati people.
Can you tell our listeners a bit about Tongaru culture and the language in Kiribati?
Yeah, Kiribati the nation of Kiribati or Tongaru it's made up of multiple islands and different atolls, low-lying atolls, and the language, it's located in the North Pacific, in Micronesia. So when you hear the language, you can very much tell it's very distinct and it's very different to more than known other Pacific languages such as like Samoan, Tongan. You can tell the difference. Yeah, a fun fact about Kiribati also is it stretches from, it covers all parts of the hemisphere as well. So it's north, south, east, west. It's very distinct, very different, and I think it's one of the few Micronesian populations in Aotearoa. So, it's really important that we have this language week too.
And what is your personal connection to Kiribati?
My Kiribati heritage comes from my mother's father, so my grandfather. He's from Banaba and Tabitsawea, and so that's where my Kiribati heritage comes from. So I really value and acknowledge that. I always appreciate the conversations I have with my grandfather.
In what ways have you been able to connect with your Kiribati heritage growing up in Aotearoa, either through your whānau or through other places?
It's nothing too crazy. I value conversations with my grandfather and, just that interaction and kind of just a past that transmission of knowledge. So I'll ask him questions about his life and his upbringing, and I learn a lot and I connect to my culture from that interaction. But also within university, just making sure I acknowledge my I introduce myself as an Kiribati person, and even in speeches or greetings, I try to incorporate different. I try to incorporate a Kiribati greeting or language into whatever space I'm involved in, and especially at uni, I try to do a lot of my assignments or if I'm research around Kiribati topics or Micronesian topics in general. So it's different for everyone, right? To your culture, but for me, it's the little things that count. So yeah, that's kind of the way I connect to my culture.
And we've seen that around half of Kiribati people in Aotearoa speak the Tongaru language, but there's been some calls to increase these numbers, especially among young people. So do you have any advice to other, in particular, young members of the Kiribati community in Aotearoa who want to honour their culture and language?
Yeah, I think a really important one is to talk to our elders, to ask them, and I know as you said, it's particularly among young people, language is very much decreasing. So, there are resources online which is useful and helpful, but I think, you can really learn a lot from the experiences of the elders who would have grown up on the islands as well, and you know, I know, that, yeah, and then, yeah, I really much just encourage young people to engage with elders and to ask and to not be, yeah, not to be afraid to ask and to really appreciate it, because that's something I felt like I didn't appreciate, I didn't value when I was younger. But as I've gotten older, I've gained that interest to ask more questions, to be more curious. So yeah, that's my advice.
And Kiribati is one of the countries most affected by the climate crisis. So could you tell our listeners what you know about the threat that rising sea levels are having on the nation and its people?
Yeah, definitely. As you said, that's, yeah, Kiribati is one of the nations severely impacted by climate change. And I think, you know, a really important thing to understand is that, you know, climate change has a physical impact to the islands, to Kiribati, in terms of the land, you know, going up, like, the land, like, being overtaken by the rising sea levels. That's the physical impact of the loss of land. So that's tangible. But then the intangible impact, the impact that you don't see is the fact that it's the culture, the cultural identity is at risk too. So what does that mean for us in the diaspora here in Aotearoa, as the Kiribati in Aotearoa? What does that mean when the land could potentially not exist anymore because of rising sea levels? How do we connect to a place that isn't there anymore, you know, because our ways of being Kiribati, the practices, our culture are specific to those, to that environment. So, you know, there's physical and non-physical impacts, and the non-physical impacts, I think, is very much highlighted in the importance of a language week, because we want to still maintain ways of being Kiribati and having an identity amidst, you know, whilst the climate crisis is taking place. So it's really important to, like, understand that and to acknowledge that and to, you know, really address those issues around climate change as well. So it's the last few days, it's coming to the end of Kiribati Language Week, so I ask the listeners, you know, take some time to learn one new word in Kiribati, and, I don't know, share it with your friends and family, and, yeah, that's all I ask. Yeah, that's my last few words there.
Is there a word you could potentially teach our listeners now?
Yeah. One word you can say is kambasirapa. Kambasirapa, which means thank you to everyone. That's pluralized, kambasirapa. Or if you want to say thank you to an individual, single, you can say ko basirapa. Ko basirapa. So kambasirapa, ko basirapa. Thank you, everyone, or just thank you as a person. Thank you so much, Jess. Shout out 95 BFM. Thank you.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.